There are moments in our lives when all seems to be perfect, perhaps. Or sometimes we have moments when we want to extend this moment forever or live in this present moment for a long time. The Transfiguration is this kind of moment for the apostles today. It's a turning point in the Gospels. Jesus is revealed to his closest friends in a new way. His divinity shines forth. He's speaking with Elijah and Moses and discussing the events that will shortly come about in Jerusalem. Now in Luke's gospel, he talks about the crucifixion with them in that moment. Their presence symbolizes this union between Christ's covenant now that will be brought about and ratified at Calvary and the old covenant that was manifested through Moses and the prophets. Now, from the Transfiguration, our attention is then turned and we begin to focus more and more on this journey towards Jerusalem, journey towards the crucifixion. But in this moment, Peter, as he often does, he gets an idea and he says, let's do this, Lord. He says, let us build three tents, you know, as if to stay here. Let's stay on this mountain. This is great. Let's just camp out here and, you know, things are good here. Let's stay here, Lord. And, you know, he thinks maybe this is the end of our journey. This is where Jesus is going to start conquering the world and we're just going to reign from this mountaintop here. But in reality, it is true that this is the beginning of an end, in a sense, this last journey of Jesus, but not in the way that Peter thinks. Often in our lives, we look for moments, I think. We look for moments where we fixate our minds on them. Maybe it's a moment from the past, some memory that we kind of remember, like, that was the ideal moment. Or it might be something that we're looking for ahead yet. We're looking for some good thing in the future. And we sort of are in this moment of kind of looking for this thing throughout our whole lives, kind of seeking and waiting. If only I could be this. If I only attain this, then life will be complete. If I get this thing, or if only I could go back and recover again that, you know, the time we won the championship in the basketball tournament, or whatever it is, you know, we look for these moments, nostalgia for some moment or event, this sort of earthly paradise that we look for. So we either look for these to come, or we remember maybe from the past. And if we stay there, if we stay in that sort of mode, the temptation is to keep us bound in this life, in this dystopia of this life. We are not meant to stay here forever, though. We're not meant to remain here. We're called to strive to continue our journey. And when I was a child, I had a fear that at some point I would have to grow up and leave my parents' house. Maybe you've had that fear. I don't know. For me, it was a very scary thing. I didn't want to do that. Who's going to feed me? I got to think of a job to do. You know, what am I going to do? So I had this fear, and you know, I could have remained there, right? I could still be living at my parents' house, could still be in the basement, you know, I don't know. But I'm not, thank goodness. So thank goodness I grew out of that fear. But sometimes we can get locked in onto these different sort of ideas, and we stop our journey. We get stuck, and we stay in one place. But we're called to go forward, to move forward in this spiritual life. The Transfiguration is a moment of joy, it's a moment of strength, it's a moment of memory for the apostles. And they will look back on this and they'll remember it. And they shared it later. We hear this in the Gospels afterwards. It was sort of a waypoint along the way. And it gave them this experience, this memory of who God was, or God revealed his divinity. Jesus revealed himself in a fuller way. In this life, we are always on this journey, going forward. The spiritual life is a journey, and we're never finished in this life. We're always on this journey. If we get too comfortable with a memory, or we get too comfortable looking or seeking something earthly, an earthly paradise, we'll focus on the wrong priorities in our lives. And so I think we're invited to remain focused not on this life, not on anything in this life, not on anything that we can attain in this life, but rather on eternal life. That's not to say that we can't, you know, have goals and want to accomplish things here. Those are good. But the ultimate thing, we have to remember the ultimate thing is eternal life with God. So moments of joy and celebration are a glimpse. They point us, right? They point us towards heaven. They point us towards what we're meant to have. But they inevitably, at some point, lead to suffering or fade away to corruption. And we go through these cycles of joy and sorrow throughout our lives. We must remember that we are on this path and that the goods we have, the great moments we have, are not an end in themselves. They point us in the right direction. This life is a purgation. We are always being prepared. And thus anything that we experience that's good, any good thing that we have now, is only to be a partial good. So it can't be the end all be all itself. It's only gonna point us in the right direction. So a couple things to think about. You know, we can't get tricked into thinking or looking for this end in itself in this life. We got to remember that we're on a path. We're going somewhere. So we don't get fixated here in any particular place or particular fascination. We remember that we're on a journey towards Christ. And we never quit the journey, right? We're never done being developed. Sometimes you might get tired of this. I've gone far enough, haven't I? Isn't it time to just rest and, relax? No, we have to keep going. We have to keep journeying. And even if we're tired, remember that God is calling us to greatness. It's for our own good that He keeps urging us along. I'd like to close today with a prayer from St. Alphonsus Liguori. Eternal Father, Your Son has promised that You would grant all the graces we ask of You in His name. Trusting in this promise, in the name and through the merits of Jesus Christ, I ask of You 5 graces. First, I ask pardon for all offenses I have committed, for which I am sorry with all of my heart, because I have offended Your infinite goodness. Second, I ask of Your divine light, which will enable me to see the vanity of all the things of this earth, and see also Your infinite greatness and goodness. Third, I ask for a share in Your love, so that I can detach myself from all creatures, especially myself, and love only Your holy will. Fourth, grant me the grace to have confidence in the merits of Jesus Christ and the intercession of Mary. Fifth, I ask for the grace of perseverance, knowing that whenever I call on You for assistance, You will answer my call and come to my aid. I fear only that I will not neglect to turn to You in time of need and thus bring myself to ruin. Grant me the grace to pray always, O Eternal Father, in the name of Your Son, Jesus. Amen.